From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the RONO Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. RONO Baroque presents concertos featuring the pipe organ this Saturday and Sunday at Windsor Hills United Methodist Church in Roanoke. Michael Schatzberger is the artistic director for Roanoke Baroque.
Our May concert is dedicated to the pipe organ, and we have a wonderful guest artist coming in from Denver, Colorado, Cindy Lindeen Martin. And she'll be playing two organ concertos, one by one of the sons of Bach, C.P.E. Bach, and one by Sammartini, an Italian composer. She'll also be sharing a couple of favorite surprises that will just really give a sense of what the power, glory, and majesty of that pipe organ can be.
Opening this Thursday at Showtimers Community Theater and running through May 25th, the musical comedy A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. A young Englishman down on his luck seeks to move up in line in order to inherit a lavish earldom, figuring it's easier to get the girl he loves that way. Elliot Raff plays that Englishman, Monty Navarro.
It's fantastic music. You get everything from very classical chamber-style music to more upbeat patter, and all of the music's just real fun time to perform and just been a real treat.
That's at Showtimers. We're a week away from the debut of another play, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, as the famed detective and his sidekick Dr. Watson solve four baffling cases, a play staged at Attic Productions in Fincastle. In steampunk fashion, Dixie Hartvigsen is the director.
They're kind of vignette pieces where they've taken them out of series and put them together so that the play makes sense. I believe that everybody's got a little bit of Sherlock in them anyway. They all know who he is.
Kyron Daniels and Cat Mills at The Spot on Kirk this Friday. Local favorite, the Jared Stout Band at Five Points Music Sanctuary on Friday. A tribute to Fish with Runaway Gin at Five Points on Saturday. Culture and the related arts on full display as the Local Colors Festival returns to Elmwood Park next Saturday, May 17th. Lisa Spencer is executive director for Local Colors, which celebrates many of the 100-plus ethnic groups found in the Roanoke Valley.
The festival does draw a sizable crowd. All of the features that the festival is known for will be present. So we have the children's activities, we have the procession of nations, we have performances going on from 12 to 5.
It's a big weekend in Roanoke, including a street performer expo downtown this weekend. And on Saturday, the third annual Daisy Art Parade, stepping off at noon, this time going from Kirk Avenue and First Street to Henrietta Lacks Plaza outside the Roanoke Municipal Building. Hundreds of paraders representing different arts and culture groups and neighborhoods. Educator and artist Brian Cunahan created the Daisy Art Parade.
We weren't necessarily targeting artist groups. We were targeting neighborhood groups to use art to bring them together. And I was hoping by just a natural gravity that the arts groups would also join us. And that's pretty much what we have.
Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar. Recent winner of the top award for public excellence through radio journalism by the Virginia's Associated Press Broadcasters.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donation, small or large, can make a difference. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org.